A Wilder Kind of Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1818. The household at No. 92 Portland Terrace was astir early. Breakfast over, the whole establishment became a hive of activity. Carpets were hung up in the yard to be beaten, and silverware set out to be polished. The tradesman's door was propped wide open for the constant relay of grocery boys and their packages, and the larder stood ready for loins of pork, sides of beef, pink salmon on ice, and pies of every description. In the kitchen, the cook had been toiling since early in the morning, baking pastries, and best of all, the cake. It was the very day before Rosalina Ross Cullen's 21st birthday, and a grand ball was planned. Rosalina was giddy with excitement. Her dress was due to arrive tomorrow morning, but meanwhile she was going to go shopping with her mother, Lady Ross Cullen, for white leather gloves and an evening bag. Once they had completed their purchases, they were to take refreshments at Fortnum's tea rooms. Seated at her dressing table, and brushing out her luxurious golden hair, Rosalina was enjoying the gentle breeze blowing in through the open window. Her mother was reclined on a chaise, scanning the pages of a fashion magazine. "Audley's has some pretty bonnets," she remarked. Rosalina stopped brushing her hair, stared in the mirror, and tried to picture a yellow bonnet on her head. She was not vain, but she did have an appreciation for her appearance. Everyone said that she took after her mother, except for her brow, which was high and pale. She had her mother's cupid bow mouth, as well as deep blue eyes and a pert chin.
"Mama?" "Yes, dear?" "About Audley's?" "What about Audley's?"
Rosalina regarded her patiently in the mirror.
"You remember? Bonnets. Oh, yes. I thought we should take a look at some, didn't I?"
Rosalina frowned. "I am not sure that Uncle Uriel will run to bonnets." Lady Ross Cullen flushed slightly.
"After tomorrow, my dearest, you will have a little more autonomy as regards your purse. Have you forgotten that you will come into your estate? Uncle Uriel will no longer be your trustee. Not that," she now added hurriedly, "not that I'm impugning his handling of all our finances. He has been a most diligent protector of our interests."
"Indeed, mother," Rosalina nodded politely, and resumed her coiffure. Lady Ross Cullen appeared to register for the first time that her daughter was now brushing her own hair. She stood in indecision for a moment, and then she came over to the dressing table.
"Shall I brush your hair for you, my dear?"
"Thank you, mamma." She took the brush from her daughter and began to run it through the tresses while looking at her.
"Such a beautiful girl," she was thinking to herself. "Such large, shining eyes, such lovely porcelain skin, such expressive features. There is little doubt that she will make a very good marriage, although it could never be as great a love match as my own."
Noting a faint glimmer of tears in her mother's eyes, Rosalina guessed the direction of her thoughts.
"Mama," she said gently. "Oh, Rosalina, I was just thinking how perfect it would be if your father could be here to see what a lovely young woman you have become."
Rosalina said nothing. Her father had died in Ireland when she was less than a year old, so she could not therefore be said to miss him, although she often wished that she had known him. By all accounts, he was a kind and generous man, not like Uncle Uriel Rees. Rosalina felt immediately guilty, as if her mother could read her thoughts in turn. She did not want her mother to know the truth, that she simply could not make herself love her step-uncle and guardian, or his son Oswald. Discomforted by the feelings that always came to her whenever she thought about Uncle Uriel, Rosalina distracted herself by turning to the window. She gave a start when her eyes fell on the figure of a gentleman on the pavement opposite the house. She could make out little about him, save that he had a tall and elegant frame, but one thing was clear. His gaze was firmly trained.